Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Alltime Plastics Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks from the management conclude. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kailesh Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q3 FY26 earnings call today. Joining me on the call today are Nilesh Shah, Whole-Time Director, and Manish Ghatani, our Chief Financial Officer. We appreciate your continued interest in our company and your time today. Let me briefly recap the company profile for those who are not aware of the company. Alltime Plastics is today a 50-plus-year-old organization incorporated in 1971 with a strong legacy in injection-molded plastic consumer wear products. We are recognized as India's largest exporter of plastic houseware and plastic furniture. With an export footprint across 29 countries, including key markets such as the European Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States. From an operations standpoint, our manufacturing platform comprises of four facilities as on date: three plastic consumer wear manufacturing units at Daman, Silvassa, and Khatalwada in Gujarat, and a bamboo pilot project facility at Guwahati. These facilities are automated and supported by all-electric injection molding machines, enabling high consistency, efficiency, and scalability. As part of our strategy to expand export-led opportunities, we have continued to invest in capacity creation and operational preparedness to support the long-term growth. As of December 31, 2025, our total installed capacity stands at approximately 39,000 metric tons, supported by 169 injection molding machines. With this footprint, Khatalwada facility now has a total installed capacity of 10,000 metric tons as on 31st December 2025. The Khatalwada plant is designed as a highly automated, export-focused facility, enabling us to support large-volume programs, faster turnaround times, and consistent quality standards as required by our various global customers. This expansion strengthens our ability to capture incremental export opportunities while maintaining our operational efficiencies. For the nine-month ended FY26, our capacity utilization stands at 77%. Excluding the additional 2,000 metric tons of capacity commissioned at Khatalwada plant in December 2025. Overall, our utilization trend remains balanced, allowing us to grow volumes without capacity constraints, while preserving the flexibility to respond to changes in the global sourcing patterns. The plant capacity, which forms the part of the approved expansion plan, is expected to be commissioned at Khatalwada during FY27, taking the total installed capacity to approximately 52,500 metric tons. Now, coming to our quarterly performance, Q3 FY26 represents a clear inflection point in our operating and financial performance, particularly on a sequential basis. After the relatively challenging first half of the year, driven by softer global demand conditions and front-loaded costs related to capacity expansion, we saw a meaningful improvement in volumes, margins, and profitability during this quarter. Revenues from Q3 FY26 stood at 159 crores, reflecting a quarter-on-quarter growth of 8.1%. This improvement was driven by better order traction across our core export markets, improved execution at the plant level, and gradual normalization in customer offtake patterns. Gross margins also improved meaningfully during the quarter, rising from 36.2% in Q2 FY26 to 39.5% in Q3 FY26. The margin recovery was supported by favorable customer and product mix, disciplined pricing actions, and relatively stable raw material costs. More importantly, this improvement in gross margin translated into a sharp recovery in profitability. EBITDA for the quarter increased by 44.3% sequentially to 23.5 crores, while PAT more than doubled quarter on quarter to 9.2 crores. This was primarily driven by better absorption of fixed costs, particularly at the Khatalwada facility. It is important to highlight that this improvement has come despite the fact that recently installed capacity at Khatalwada is yet to be fully absorbed, which gives us an additional confidence on margin sustainability as volumes scale up further. From a market perspective, our business continues to remain predominantly export-driven, with exports accounting for approximately 84% of revenue during the quarter. Europe continues to be our largest market, followed by the UK and the US. And we remain encouraged by the deep depth and longevity of our relationship with global retail customers. These long-standing partnerships combined with our design to delivery integration continue to provide stability and even during periods of macro uncertainty we all face today. In addition to the near-term operational improvements, we remain structurally optimistic about the medium to long-term opportunity for our business, driven by evolving global trade dynamics, the continued China plus one sourcing strategy being increasingly adopted by global retailers worldwide. This will clearly improve and benefit our export-oriented manufacturers like us, particularly in categories such as plastic consumer wear, where reliability, quality, mass production, sustainability of materials, compliances, and all such things matter the most. India's strengthening trade engagement with key markets, including the European Union Free Trade Agreement, and the evolving trade framework with the United States further enhances our competitiveness over time by improving market access to these markets, reducing friction and reinforcing India's position as a preferred sourcing destination. Also, with our long-standing relationship in Europe and the UK and US, integrated manufacturing capabilities and strong compliance credentials, we believe Alltime Plastics is well positioned at the right time to participate meaningfully in these structural shifts which are happening worldwide and deepen its role in the global supply chain. During the quarter ended, we also made an important strategic advancement with signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Northeastern Cane and Bamboo Development Council, under which Alltime Plastics has been empaneled as a product market development partner for engineered bamboo initiatives. The engagement provides us with a structured entry into the engineered bamboo ecosystem aligned with our long-term focus on sustainable materials, diversification and value-added product development. To summarize, Q3 FY26 reflects a strong sequential recovery with improving financial metrics, stabilizing demand conditions and visible operating leverage even as we continue to invest in capacity building and future growth initiatives. We believe the actions taken over the last few quarters position us well for sustained and profitable growth, supported by incremental capacity coming upstream, strong customer relationship, diversification through domestic businesses, and a disciplined approach to execute the capital allocation. With that, I would want to hand over to our CFO Manish to take you through the Q3 and 9-month FY26 financials. Over to you, Manish. Thank you.
Thank you, Kailash bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. I will walk you through the financial performance for Q3 FY26 along with the key 9-month trends, operating metrics and balance sheet highlights. Starting with the quarterly performance, standalone revenues for Q3 FY26 stood at 159.3 crore, reflecting a 7% year-on-year growth and a strong 8.1% sequential increase. This sequential improvement was driven by better order flows across export markets, improved execution at the plant level, and stabilization in the demand conditions. Export revenues accounted for 83.9% of Q3 revenues, while domestic revenue stood at 16.1%, broadly consistent with our operating mix. Moving to the profitability, EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at 23.5 crore, which represents a 9.9% decline year-on-year, largely due to higher fixed cost and expansion-related expenses incurred over the last few quarters at Khatalwada plant and Guwahati plant, Guwahati trial pilot project. However, it is important to note that EBITDA increased sharply by 44.3% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, clearly reflecting operating leverage and volume improved. Correspondingly, EBITDA margin for Q3 FY26 stood at 14.7% compared to 17.5% in Q3 FY25. While improving meaningfully from 11% in Q2 FY26, PAT for Q3 FY26 stood at 9.2 crores, representing a 23.8% year-on-year decline, while showing a strong 117.1% sequential growth. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 5.7% compared to 8.1% in Q3 FY25 and 2.8% in Q2 FY26. On a 9-month FY26 basis, revenues stood at 464.7 crore, registering a 13.4% year-on-year growth despite a relatively softer first half. Europe continues to remain our largest geography at approximately 60% of revenue, followed by the UK and the US. Reflecting the strength of our long-standing customers, relationship and diversified export footprint. For 9-month FY26, EBITDA stood at 68.5 crore, reflecting a 11.1% year-on-year decline, with EBITDA margin at 14.7% compared to 18.8% in 9 months FY25. For 9 months FY26, PAT stood at 26.2 crore, declining 30.4% year-on-year, with PAT margins at 5.6% compared to 9.2% in the corresponding period last year. The decline in the profitability is on account of the transition phase the company is currently in, marked by capacity commissioning, higher fixed costs and conservative ramp-up assumptions at the Khatalwada plant and at the pilot unit at Guwahati of bamboo products. It is also important to note that Q3 and 9 months FY26 PAT include an adverse impact of 4.4 crore classified as an exceptional item arising from one-time provisioning related to the implementation of the new labor code. Excluding this exceptional impact, the underlying profitability for the quarter would have been materially higher and more reflective of the operational improvement witnessed during this quarter. From an operational 10-point polymer volumes during Q3 FY26 stood at 6981 metric tons, taking 9 months financial year 26 volumes to 21244 metric tons. Capacity utilization for Q3 FY26 stood at 75.5%, while 9 month FY26 utilization was 76.6%. I would like to reiterate that additional capacity of 2000 metric tons installed at the Khatalwada plant in December 25 has not been considered in the utilization calculation, which also highlights the available headroom for future growth. ROC and ROE for Q3 FY26 stood at 11.5% and 8.6% respectively, while 9 month FY26 ROC and ROE stood at 11.4% and 8.2%, all on an annualized basis. Fixed asset turnover stood at 1.8x, lower than historical levels due to the ongoing capex at the Khatalwada plant in Gujarat, with revenue from this capacity yet to fully scale up. As utilization improves, we expect gradual normalization in these ratios. From a balance sheet perspective, the company remains conservatively leveraged with debt to equity at 0.15x as of Q3 FY26. On working capital, net working capital days stood at 79 days for 9 months FY26 compared to 74 days in FY25. Inventory days stood at 46 days, receivable days at 52 days and payable days at 23 days. The increase is largely driven by inventory buildup ahead of demand recovery and capacity ramp up. I would also like to update you on a recent regulatory disclosure that is relevant to our overseas business structure, on 6th February 2026, the company informed that the stock exchange about an amendment to the joint venture agreement between All Time Plastics Limited, Dragon Beach PT Limited and All Time Plastics PT Limited Singapore, our wholly owned subsidiary. Under this amendment, while the original framework for routing new overseas customer through the Singapore entity continues, the company now retains the right to directly service certain overseas customers where Dragon Beach has not played a material role in marketing. These changes provide us with greater commercial flexibility, protects long-standing customer relationships and supports margins and execution discipline without altering the strategic intent of the JV. With that, I will hand the call back to the moderator for the QA session. Thank you.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Viraj Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have broader two key questions. Revenue growth has been subdued. Could you allow...
Can you speak a little louder?
Sir, revenue growth has been subdued. Could you please elaborate the key factors for the same?
So revenue growth has been subdued. That is what you are asking.
Yeah.
Actually, your voice is not clear.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, you are audible now.
Sir, so my question was revenue growth has been subdued. Could you elaborate the key factors behind the same?
So the key factor is the demand from the existing customer is slightly lower, but we are seeing the improvement now from the export market actually.
Okay. So, sir, so from that, if you have mentioned that you are seeing order flows in the export market, are you still facing any pricing pressures, customer negotiations or challenges in that market on the pricing front, or it is stabilized? How it is?
So, no, we are not facing any such issues, no pricing pressure.
Understood. And sir, what was the driver for the sequential movement in the gross margin?
So basically it is the customer mix, as explained in the last call also. So the customers with the higher margin, their sale has improved as expected. So because of that, the margins have increased.
Okay, sir. So thank you for the same.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Nirali Gopani from Unique Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results. So the first question is on the MOU that you have signed with this Northeast Cane and Bamboo Development Council. Can you highlight few, because in your commentary in the presentation you have mentioned that, you know, that this will help us to explore engineered bamboo products in a structured and an asset-light manner. So if you can highlight a few points on this.
Sure. So from the MOU what we have signed with the government on these two projects, it's more about getting the engineering bamboo boards manufactured near the plantation areas where bamboos are grown. This secures our future supply chain requirements in terms of capacity building of our own engineering board capacity, what we will create, and this will enhance further capacity building for our future requirements with two more additional capacities being invested. Now, we are a product development partner with the government here, where we will engage with them in the full project phase of this developmental activities, and then we will have a secured supply chain where they are on this MOU, we are also investing into plantations of bamboo. So for securing future supply chain, this is a very strategic improvement in the area which has been done, and it is one of the kind engagement which the government has done with All Time.
That's great to know. So when you say that you are a product development partner, So the when it comes to the financial, we get security on the raw material side, and it helps in overall development. That is how it works, right? There will be no other commercial transactions, right, with the government.
You are absolutely correct. It gives us the supply chain security, and we get a very good supply chain, and the FSC and the other audit cost and other costs get distributed on our supply chain.
Perfect. And sir, do we have any clarity on when do we plan the capex for bamboo?
So now
we are starting it, and we'll be doing the commercial production. So within a month's time, the commercial production
will start
the commercial production, and machines are in transit actually.
No. I'll just clarify. A few machines for testing are under transit, and the major investment of the bamboo machine will be done in the next few weeks, and we expect those to come in the next 3-4 months to have a larger capacity availability of bamboo products.
Mid next year
will be absolutely on stream.
So, sir, by when you disclose the amount of capex or the capacity that we are putting out for bamboo?
The current is about 10 crores is the capex plan
which we have already
confirmed allocated for the project.
So
that
will
is be for the pilot or?
Sorry, didn't get you.
No, so 10 crores is for the pilot or for the new machineries also for the further capacity
project,
addition?
About 10 crores for the machinery.
So initially it is a 10 crore, and then it will increase. But first, for the commercial production and all, the 10 crores are sufficient. So that we'll be investing now.
Perfect. And sir, in the last 9 months, how has the all-time branded products seen growth in revenue? If you can give some highlight there also.
Yeah, Nirali. The all-time branded products are doing good into the markets here in the domestic market. And in fact, we are also now moving forward into the nearby markets of India, means Nepal, Sri Lanka, and the Gulf markets. So they are all doing good, Nirali.
Can you share the growth number, the percentage terms, if it's possible, for the 9 months vis-a-vis the last year 9 months?
So for the 9 months, as compared to the last, growth in the domestic market is more than 30%. And that share has also increased, domestic market share from 15% to 16%.
But this will have the white labeling also, right? I'm only asking about the all-time branded products.
So white labeling stands at 6% and all-time product has increased to 10%. It was 9% earlier, now it is 10% of our overall revenue share.
Perfect. And so this amendment to the JV that we have, that we had a press release few days back. The JV is not performing as expected, or there is some lack of marketing efforts on the partner, anything like that, or it's a normal course of action that we have taken?
No, it's an absolute normal course of action, and this has been driven by the geopolitical situation and the tariffs which were coming into different countries. We had to hold back the pushing of the JV in terms of the customer, because customers were also confused of which markets they should be buying, which markets they should avoid. So keeping that into mind, we had kept that purposely on hold. We did a transaction in the JV, one transaction and one supply we've already done. And now with the clarity on India coming up and the other things rationalized, and during that phase, we realized that we need to do this structural change, so customers are very clear about they have the flexibility and not compulsion on other side. So it's absolutely moving in the right direction, and the partners and all, we are all on one board only.
Perfect. And sir, was one last question on the EBITDA margin side. So we have seen the gross margin recover to what we were historically doing. So will we see sequential improvement in EBITDA margin in the coming quarters also?
Yeah, so EBITDA margin will definitely increase as the turnover increase, because this fixed cost will be absorbed by that turnover, and definitely this EBITDA margin will increase, and this gross margin will be sustained.
Perfect, sir. Thank you for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Ananya Nichani from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question, I wanted to understand contribution from top client. So can you share the figure or how the share has changed YOY? Yeah.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah, I will give you.
Just give us a second, please. Client ratio.
So it's 78% from the top customers.
And so last year, excuse me, how much?
Year on year, it is almost same. So last year also it was 79% and it is 78%.
So just checking, in Q2 this number was 63%. So such a steep jump has happened?
So 63%, you are asking top customers, no?
Yes, top client.
Yeah, so top customer it was never 63%, it was 79% last year and this year it is 78%. Q2 you are asking? You are asking about 9 months.
Top client contribution to top line.
Top client concentration.
So top customer you are asking or top customers you are asking? Top customer is 59%. That is
59. 69, okay.
59.
Okay. And for 25, was it? Meaning YOY.
Sorry, I didn't.
We cannot hear you, please. A little louder.
If you are in a area, I request you to go to a area with network. Your voice is breaking.
Yeah, you are audible now.
Yeah, sir. Q3 FY25, I wanted to understand contribution.
Q3 FY25.
Q3 FY25.
1 minute.
For the top customer you are asking?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It was 60.25.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I just have one more question. For US market, how is it shaping up? Is there any weakness and any changes since the trade deal?
This is the tariff has just been announced and we are quite positive that it will take the right direction and we are quite positive on it. Anali.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Siddharth Jain from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Sir,
good afternoon.
What is the utilization of Kathalwada at the moment?
1 minute, we'll just give.
Kathalwada utilization, if we take the capacity, so it is 44.25% of the annualized capacity.
This is including the 2000 which got operational at the end of December.
No.
This is excluding that, okay.
Excluding and this is annualized, so it is not fully available because everything is coming in pieces, yeah.
All right. And by exit of FY26, what utilization are we expecting, the same or are we expecting to inch up from here?
Slight improvement we definitely expect, but not a massive increase in next 3 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Up to 50%, we expect that it will be.
All right. Another question. Did we book any revenue from bamboo sales in this quarter?
No, not in the third quarter.
No. Okay. But we got some initial order. So that revenue booking will happen in Q4, or that will start from next year onwards?
No, the deliveries.
The deliveries are in Q1 of 26-27.
So yeah. First quarter, it will start the deliveries. Order we have received and we are it is all already under production. So Q1 it will start. The revenue will start.
Understood.
Those orders. Other than that, we will definitely have our own business of all time starting in Q4 itself.
Okay.
So what we replied as Q1 was more pertaining to the order what we had already received. That's got shifted to next year. But all time product brand, bamboo products, will try to launch in this quarter and to push it the same.
Got it. And the machines that you just mentioned that you ordered were 10 crores. So that will be installed where?
Those machines are under, we have taken a capex budget allocation of 10 crores. Partial of those machines will be installed in Guwahati only. And some part of the machine come to Khatalwada.
Understood. Got it. Any new customers we've added in this quarter?
Yeah, so we've had from ICA, some customers in Europe, Netherlands and Denmark. So those customers have placed their orders and they've even repeated orders.
And any developments on the Australian market side?
Yes, those markets are also, we have got orders and the execution is happening in quarter four.
Got it. Just one last question. Which is your fastest growing market at the moment?
So at the moment, the fastest growing market, if we compare last year's data, then it is US, which has grown in export market. Otherwise, India is the fastest growing market.
Got it. So that's great, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from Rahil S. from Sophia Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Hello?
Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. So from what I understand from the presentation, right, your main business line is in this plastic molding and the products related to it. And you are producing it in the 3 facilities, right? Which is, and then the other vertical is newly launched, the bamboo vertical, correct?
Correct.
Which is at the Guwahati facility. What is the capacity there?
So, Guwahati, we only have a pilot facility through which we will do the soft launch marketing in this quarter for the domestic business. And Guwahati, a larger facility is under discussion for leasing, where the new machineries will be installed. And we will run up with a capacity of around CBM, 6,000 CBM of volume of bamboo.
Okay, so as of now, is it fair to say that bamboo is nil and should not be considered in our current utilization at all?
Absolutely. It's nil.
Correct? Yeah. So if I ask you going ahead for the quarter 4 and then coming quarters in FY27, what is our growth outlook purely from the ATPL businesses of the plastic molding, etc., then what would you say for the same?
So for
not considering business, bamboo.
So for plastic business, we'll be able to utilize the installed capacity, the capacity which we have already installed, capacity in the pipeline. So by Q2, we'll be able to utilize as per our historical utilization. So that growth will add it. Additional capacity and the additional capacity which is in pipeline.
No, so you said right now the capacity utilization stands at 77%, correct? From the 3 facilities.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is at 39,000 MTPA.
2000 we have not counted because it installed in the month of December, so it is 37,000.
37,000.
Okay. 37%. So 2000 is not utilized, so that we have not counted. And then okay. The other additional capacity pipeline, so that will also come by this Q4 and Q1. So that we'll be able to utilize by at the historical utilization level. So that will give us the growth.
Sorry, your voice is from what I understand. This 2000 additional will come in, will be operational in quarter four.
Yeah.
It will reflect in the quarter four numbers.
Yes, it will reflect in the quarter four number, but the ramp up will be by Q2 with
additional, by Q2 of FY27. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so considering all of the 39,000 operational after Q2 of FY27, then what kind of growth are we targeting?
And sorry, not only 39,000, there are more additional capacity in pipeline, so that will also come by this Q4 and Q1. So adding those capacity, Q2 will give giving the growth. So around additional capacity whatever we have planned, so it will come in Q4 and Q1 also.
But how much this is additional? I don't see that number anywhere. When you say additional, which is
so as per our prospectus, it will be 52,500 by 27. So out of that, up to Q1, we'll be having more additional capacity, but not the entire capacity. Entire capacity will be in the second half of 27.
Okay, 52,500 you're targeting by FY27 end. So slowly it will keep adding throughout the year.
Throughout the year. This quarter four also and Q1 also, so gradually it will increase.
So are you not able to guide for a certain revenue growth in FY27 considering you will keep adding and from the current you have?
I think you can look at our historic numbers. We will be moving into those directions a little better than that.
Better than that, the growth will be better than our historical. And utilize.
And that gradual capacity. And that gradual capacity addition is for plastic, right? Not for bamboo.
Yes,
that's correct. So the bamboo capacity is absolutely separate, which is being added, and that will also get ramped up with new markets and growth.
The substantial revenue will start coming from H2 only, H2 27.
And is there a seasonality in the business? Like which is the better half?
Seasonality in bamboo business?
For main business, plastic.
So plastic business, there is no seasonality. Maybe a little higher in Q3 and Q4, but that is not that much.
More or less.
And and does it work on an order book basis or how are the orders
procured?
Ryan,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's some background noise from your end. If you're on a handset, you request you to use the handset.
Is this better? I was on my earphones.
Yes, much better now. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So sir, just lastly, order booking basis, how does it work for this business, for the plastics?
For different customers is different types. Some have forecast. Some have fixed orders and some come in line, and so it's different for different customers.
That's okay. But on a rolling basis, you always have what kind of business?
Depends on programs and product launches and product calendars. Sometimes the order book has got a product launch calendar, and sometimes a customer may shift a product launch by 1 month or 2 months here and there. That also happens in our business.
Okay. Just as a directional question lastly, you confident that the coming quarter on quarter, there will be improvement in both revenue and margins?
We expect currently the same situation to happen unless some delays and logistics or some issues of
geopolitical situation.
Otherwise,
we look forward for our planning.
Yeah.
So overall business environment is quite positive, correct?
Yes, because of the treaties and other things, the underlying current has improved sentiments, but it will comprise in 1 year's time because it's all to be ratified, but the interest thing will start up.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Ritwik Sheth from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Sir, just one question from my end. You mentioned total capacity is 39,000 tons, which will go towards 52,500 tons by FY 2027 end. So what will be the peak turnover for 39,000 tons and 52,500 tons when we are at optimum utilization?
For 39,000 tons, 85% utilization, what we are doing historically, we can do that. And with the realization what we are currently having, that much we can reach. Similarly, for 52,500, the same 85% realization. And the realization which will improve based on the product mix and other things which we are trying, value-added products. But you can do it at the current realization rate also.
Sure, got it. And sir, at 52,500 tons, assuming we do the peak output in FY28, so what will be the mix of the top client, which is 60% today? How will it trend in FY28 at peak utilization?
We expect that 60% to go down to 60 significantly.
Significantly, yeah.
Okay, so will it be like towards 40% or?
No, not that low. Because that plant will also grow on its own.
Okay.
We don't expect to see degrowth in that area. We expect some growth to happen or some steady growth to also happen. But the other clients coming in will automatically reduce the share from the current numbers to at least 4-5 points down.
No. It will go significantly down. That's what we are planning.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Aligns with our diversification strategy.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Akshay Chedda from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Two questions. In this Manikpur facility, we are taking it from 39,000 to 52,000. So will this also have some incremental costs coming there, or all the costs are front loaded in the current numbers of Q3?
Definitely the machine cost and that capex cost will be there. And incremental labor cost will be there.
Correct.
Mostly we have done, but the labor cost will be connected to the machine utilization, so that will definitely be there.
Okay.
In terms of the infrastructure enhancement, we have completed the expansion of our building at Khatalwada, which was not done last quarter. So that expansion is already over. So the infrastructure is now ready, available for doing the whole work from the civil perspective and infrastructure point.
So additional cost will be the
additional
capex
cost will be the capex cost, which will deploy through the IPO proceeds, and then the running cost of labor.
So the fixed cost will be definitely slightly, it will increase. But major cost is the variable cost.
Okay, got it. And sir, second question, I mean, what is the revenue expectation from the bamboo in the FY27? Because you spoke about a 6,000 CBM capacity, but what could be the revenue coming from bamboo in, say, FY27, 28, etc.?
6,000 CBM will be the annualized capacity, so we expect that we'll be producing around 1,500 CBM for the 6 months period.
Revenue
1,500 CBM we can do.
And what could be the revenue from that?
So revenue, we are expecting around per CBM.
In 3 years, we are expecting about a 20% contribution.
In 3 years, you can expect a 20% contribution coming from our bamboo business overall.
Okay, and what is the margin profile in this business? Is it similar to the plastic one, or it is better?
Slightly better than the plastic.
Okay, and sir, is it possible to give, say, realization per CBM something? Because how should we understand the growth? Because in
once we get into this, then we will start giving those numbers and historic. Because there are different kinds of products in bamboo.
Okay.
Some are very raw material driven. Some are fabricated engineered parts with high value addition are there. So once we also come to know the exact product mix of our clients, we'll be able to give guidance for that.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nikhil Rao from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted an update on the Australian market. I remember you had mentioned some new business coming from there last quarter. So is this from your existing customers like IKEA or other new customers you've onboarded recently?
Sorry, we just missed out the question. I request you to repeat it, please. We were just doing some talk.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Just wanted to ask for an update on the Australian market. So you had mentioned some new business coming last quarter, right? So is it from your existing customers like IKEA or are there any new customers that you've onboarded?
This is a brand new customer which we have onboarded, and this customer has come in from our joint venture JV partner, which was the first business we'll close with Australia market.
Okay. And could you provide more details on what the overall size of the opportunity could be?
The opportunity is quite exciting there because this will not only enter into this, but we could also distribute into the Australian supermarket chain, which are large names in Australia. And we will be able to penetrate in those markets because some of the products of all time also we are pitching to shortlist for regular sales in those retail shops.
Okay, sounds good. And what is your vision for the bamboo business? Is the portfolio going to be similar to the plastic business, or do you have plans to evolve this into something beyond consumer wear by venturing into new product categories as well?
Idea on the long term would be to evolve the bamboo products to other utilization from bamboo apart from our current products what we do, which are houseware and consumer wear products. But the opportunities do exist to do other items on that material, but that we would take a step up after 2-3 years of stabilizing this plans what we have had.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kailesh Shah for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for coming to the call and hope we have addressed all the queries to your satisfaction. In case you have further more, you may please write in to us. To conclude, the Q3 FY26 reflects a clear sequential improvement in our operating and financial performance, supported by better execution, operating leverage and improving demand conditions. With incremental capacities now in place, strong customer relationship and favorable structural tailwinds for Indian exports, we remain focused on driving sustainable and profitable growth going forward. Thank you for your continued support and we look forward to engaging with you in the quarters ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of All Time Plastics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.